Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Sanhedrin Daf Nun Gimel, Sanhedrin 53. And today's Daf Yomi, there is a Mishnah which records on the bottom of Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, on the bottom of 53a, 18 different violations of the Torah for which we say that the punishment for them is stoning. Up until now, we have described the process of how all the four types of death that a court is able to bring about, how they are implemented. And now the Talmud and the Mishnah are telling us how each sin fits into which category. And so the Talmud begins by telling us the 18 violations of the Torah which result in stoning. And these are the violations. Haba al ha'im. The first one is somebody who has relations with their mother. Second one is al eshes ha'av, somebody who has relations with their father's wife, which is not necessarily speaking their mother. And the third one is al akala, somebody who has relations with their daughter-in-law. The fourth one is al zachor, somebody who has homosexual relations. And the fifth one is al behema, somebody who has relations with an animal. Sixth one is va'isha ha'mavi'as ha'behema. The sixth one refers to a woman who incites an animal to have relations with her. The seventh one is migadef, and that is somebody who, Rachmana Litzlan, curses God. And the eighth one is oved avodas kochavim, somebody who worships idolatry. The ninth avera that we're talking about here is anosin mizaro lemoech, which the Gemara is going to discuss on 64b, and is somebody who passes their offspring through a fire as part of the way of worshiping an idolatry called moech. The tenth one is va'al ov, and the 11th is yidoni. These are two types of idolatry, ov and yidoni. The 12th sin that we're talking about is mechalel es ha-shabbos, one who violates the Shabbos. The 13th one is mechalel aviv v'imo, somebody who curses their father and mother. 14th one is abba al nahara morasa, one who has relations with a betrothed bride who's not fully married. The 15th one is a mesis, somebody who incites an individual to worship idolatry. The 16th one is Madiach, somebody who incites an entire community, which is called an Irani Dachas, to worship idolatry. The 17th one is a Michashef, a sorcerer. And the 18th one is Ben Sorer Umareh, somebody who is a rebellious child. Now, even though these are the categories of stoning and we list them at depth, we list them and we enumerate this entire list, we know that this today is really not applicable at all, in the sense that we, of course, do not stone anybody today. And there's a good argument to be made that this was never applicable, that it was never actually instituted in the way that it's described in our Talmud. And some of the Amoraim make that very argument. But that nonetheless, we still need to understand each of these categories, and the Gemara is going to discuss all of them. We can just make a few points about some of them until we get to those pages in the Gemara. So one of the points is that Rashi makes, why is it the case that somebody who curses their father and mother gets stoned to death, whereas if somebody would actually strike their mother and father, Rachmana Litzlan, such a person would only get strangulation? And we know that strangulation is a much lesser form of punishment, of execution by the court, than one who is stoned to death. So why is it the case that the punishment for cursing one's parents is more severe than the punishment for striking one's parents? So Rashi's answer to this question is because Rashi explains that one who curses their parents, the way one curses is by using the name of God. And so therefore they've done two violations of the Torah. They've cursed the name of God. They've taken the name of God when it was not supposed to be taken. And the second way they violated the Torah is by embarrassing and disgracing their parents. Whereas one who strikes their father or mother, they have only done one thing wrong, that is embarrass their parents, but they have not taken the name of God in vain. And so therefore they are punished in in a less severe fashion. That is how Rashi explains it. The Ramban offers an alternative explanation. The Ramban on the Torah, on Exodus, in his commentary to Exodus chapter 21, verse 15, writes that the Torah is more stringent with somebody who curses more than somebody who strikes his parents, because the sin of cursing one's parents and speaking to them in that fashion is more common than the sin of striking them. And so therefore the Torah wants to judge the more common punishment, in the more common sin, in a harsher fashion in order to make it a disincentive for people to sin more often. When we look at the sin of sleeping with an animal, The Talmud asked the question on 54a, if the person has sinned, what has the animal done wrong? Why? Because we know, we don't learn from this Mishnah, we learn from other Mishnahs in Maseches Sanhedrin, that the animal itself is also put to death. And so the Talmud asks, well, why do we have to punish the animal? If the person has sinned, why are we punishing the animal? And so the Mishnah offers a couple of explanations for this. The Mishnah explains that the reason why we punish the animal is because this animal caused people to sin, and so therefore we have an obligation to get rid of the act, or to get rid of the item that was encouraging people to sin, and so therefore for this reason we get rid of the animal. A different explanation is, no, it's not that the animal has caused people to sin, but we don't want people to, even the sinner himself, to be further embarrassed even after his death via the animal. And so we say, Shalom, we're concerned that the animal is going to be passing through the marketplace and people will say, Zoe Shaniskal Ploni Al Yada, this is the animal that caused so and so to be stoned. And the Torah was concerned about the sinner so that his shame not be publicized to an even greater degree. And for this reason, the animal is executed also.